is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Just 37 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We are live from the Allo Communications studios. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline. Moving up into best friend territory pretty quickly. When you invite me to a booth, yes, you move right up there. Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Colorado Rockies, along with Jack Gorgon. Jerry, my friend, thanks for being on with us as always.
Absolutely, Brady. Always great to come on. I'm glad we can still do this on a weekly basis, even though I'm not doing the Bears games these days. So, and by the way, loved having you and Tanner in the booth last week. That was fun.
It was a blast. And I thought we were special, though, Jerry. We were sitting there, and there were two beautiful ladies that sat next to us. And, of course, they looked at Tanner and I both, and I said, hi, that's it. And they said, are you guys the radio guys? And, of course, you know, Tanner and I were like, well. And then they said, Jerry told us to say that. So I was like, oh, dang, Jerry, wow. We thought we were famous for 5 seconds.
You're famous in my mind. I can tell you that, Brady. And you know what? If those two people got to know you, you'd be famous in their eyes, too. I promise you. If they could listen to you on the radio.
I did tell them that after that, they have to listen. And I don't know. I know they're not Coloradoans, but I did say you're going to have to figure it out. You got to listen every single day now. So, but, Jerry, it was an absolute blast to get up there. It's such a beautiful view to watch a game from there. My goodness. So, you know what? I can see why you went back to the Rock. Just a little bit. I'm starting to understand it a little bit.
Yeah, that's a pretty good view, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that, Brady, by the way, that's one of the better spots in Major League Baseball for a radio booth. We go to some places, including Texas, where we went earlier, where we're literally on top of the building. We are at the very top. The Nationals, Washington's that way, Pittsburgh's that way, Atlanta's that way now. And it is a whole different ball game up there. It is really, I'll tell you what, and I'm not complaining, I'm just stating the fact, it's difficult to do play-by-play when you're that high, because any ball that's hit in the air, you don't know whether it's a pop-up in the infield or it's has a chance to be a home run. You have to react to the fielders. So you have to discipline yourself as a play-by-play guy to put like a 3 or 4 second delay on every time the ball is in the air and then figure it out. So it becomes challenging, but Coors Field is certainly not that way.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you're right. Absolutely beautiful. Well, let me ask you this, Jerry. How about in Detroit, game one? Let's go to game one. I got a lot of positives after that, though. We can get to it. Were you able to tell the hits there and that? There were a lot of hits going on for the Tigers in game one.
Yeah. Comerica Park's a beautiful place. Oh. It's a lot like Coors Field, but you know, game one was, you know, there was so much hype and there's so much energy in the building because of Miguel Cabrera and the chance to get 3,000 hits that I just didn't see the Rockies winning that game, just going into it. I just felt like the baseball gods were saying, you know, this is Miggy's day and this is the Tigers' day. He's been here for 15 years and we're going to give him his time. And so I wasn't shocked that the Rockies got beat. I was certainly surprised I got beat 13-0, gave up 20 hits in that game. But you know what, and I know you're getting to this, but man, they showed resiliency. To come back in that second game and win yesterday really shows a lot about this team.
Well, Jerry, yeah, talk to us about that. I mean, that's the game of baseball, though. 13-0 for the night. It's man, that seems terrible, but we knew it was a doubleheader. And you can't. You have no room to sit back, get sad, feel sorry for yourself. You got to turn right around. They not only turn it around and win that game, regular kind of score for baseball, 3-2, they go on to win the series. So let's talk about Austin Gomber, who's been, I think, surprisingly really, really good, and that finding a way to bounce back and get that win was a big deal.
Yeah, it really was, Brady. And that's, you know, Bud Black says this all the time, but it's so true, and people get tired of it, and they kind of make fun of him on social media with it, but that's baseball. You can get beat 13-0 and come back in the second game with a doubleheader and win a game 3-2. It happens all the time in baseball. And you're going to get those kinds of games. You're going to get the game, Brady, where you win 13-0 as well as get beat 13-0. That's just what happens in 162 games at this major league level. Different in college, of course it is. High school, it's all different that way. But Major League Baseball, anybody can beat anybody anytime. It's not like football where you go on the road and you're Jacksonville and you're playing Chiefs. You're not going to win that game. But in baseball, you have that chance. So And then just to forget about it, to have that short memory, come back in that second game, like Charlie Blackman said on yesterday, or I guess it was Saturday night, he said, you know what? What you do is just have a short memory. Just forget about that game. Get Laysom back up. Come out in the second game and let's compete again. And that's the attitude this team takes. And then they came back and had a terrific victory yesterday. So to get to your question about Austin Gomber, I am with you. I'm so with you on him. He had great stuff yesterday in that second game. So he's Jack Corrigan said this to me, I think, off the air. But he said, when that guy is on, his stuff is as good as any left-hander maybe in the National League. And that was a player that Jeff Bradich, when he made that trade with the Cardinals with Arenado, insisted that the Rockies get back because he saw that potential too.
We're talking to Jerry Schimmel, one of the voices of the Colorado Rockies. Yeah, that's again, if these starting pitchers outside of Freeland and Marquez can really bring it on a fairly regular basis, boy, you're going to be feeling like you're playing with house money, because that was kind of the question mark. Not those first two guys on the pitching staff, but the rest of the starting rotation, the bullpen as well. So so far, so good. The Rockies, it's crazy to say this, but 15 games in, and the Rocks have yet to lose a series. You mentioned Charlie Blackman, one of the leaders of this team, whether he's cooking out on the field or not. He was looking like Charlie Blackman of old, Jerry, yesterday in that 6-2 win.
Yeah, no question about it. Just the clutch hitting. Came up that big two-run RBI, two-run single he had with two outs was just gigantic. I just figured, the Rockies going to win this game after that hit. So he did. He looked like Charlie Blackman of 2017 when Charlie was one of the very best hitters in baseball. It just shows he's slowed down a little bit. I think, he's lost a step or two, but man, the guy can still hit. You put him out there and he can still make great contact with the baseball. So yeah, I think Bud Black gets a little bit of criticism on social media early on this season because he's playing Charlie every day. Well, we saw the reason for it yesterday.
Yeah, no doubt. And again, that's a testament to Bud Black, too. Also kind of just hanging in there, the belief in his guy. Charlie Blackman, like you said, outside of 2017, there's been some off and on questions. I've been one of them, certainly, that has questioned, the future of what it looks like for Charlie Blackman. But again, you do look at it early in the season, and so far that proved to be a nice test of patience and resiliency on both Bud Black and Charlie Blackman's part.
Yeah, absolutely, Brady. And, I think when you look at Charlie's situation, I think he's in a great spot, and the manager's in a great spot, because you've got a lot of depth in the outfield now, and you can take Charlie out and put a defensive replacement in late in the game. When you're ahead, you can DH Charlie to get him off his feet. He's still an adequate outfielder. He played a couple balls off the wall in that homestand that he looked like the old Charlie Blackman doing. So, he's still productive. And, it's just the kind of guy you want on your team. He's a winning player, as Bud Black says. You want that guy on your team. He's not a rah-rah guy. Doesn't say a whole lot. But, boy, his actions speak pretty loudly.
No doubt a fan favorite for so many years now. Fans, even the ones that are critical of Charlie, they're rooting for him big time to turn this thing around on a consistent basis. Jerry, have you had a Philly cheesesteak sandwich just yet, my friend?
I haven't had one of those, but they might be serving that in the press room tonight, so I might have to wander over there and see if I can grab one of those. But no, I haven't yet.
You've had them before, though, right? I mean, how do they compare?
Well, I tell you, I have a brother that lives here in Philadelphia, and he has taken me. He says, don't just go around the corner to, the chain and get that Philly cheesesteak. Let me take you to the authentic spot. So we go in South Philly, some, dangerous neighborhood where, people are laying dead in the street, he takes me to it. No, I mean, but, it was run down. It was old, but it was famous, and it was fantastic. So it was completely different than the cheesesteak you might think. So I'm looking forward to maybe doing that one of these days when my brother comes over to a game.
Jerry, I think from now on, when we have you on and we know you're on the road, we're just going to, we got to figure out what's famous in that area, and you tell us what it is and when you're going to go try it, and give us your review, too. I'm a big, I'm not even a foodie. I'm a turkey sandwich guy, and that's it. But I like to see people's reviews of food for some reason. So, Jerry, I would very much enjoy that from you.
You know what? I am not a foodie either, and I have tried for the last probably decade to eat really healthy. So I don't venture out a whole lot. what I can maybe review is like the Liberty Bell. You know, some
okay. Yeah, let's do something maybe educational. Okay.
Rather than the restaurants. Yeah, maybe something that other people can enjoy. But that's the stuff I like to do. I love geography. I love history and. Maybe we could do a few of those reviews sometime.
I mean, Jerry, have you met my listeners before? They're not going to know what you're talking about, man. They're going to go back to the cheese steak sandwiches again. Jerry, let's get to the series. Last time, okay, the Rockies beat the Phillies at home. They win the series, but they did not lose win that game that we were at. Of course, we had to ruin the sweep there for everybody. But they get their chance to go back. There's a 4-game series against Philadelphia. I just get the sense that the Phillies are going to turn it around at some point. It's so early. But so far, yeah, there's been a lot of question marks surrounding Philadelphia.
Yeah, there have been. And, you know, they had their best record in, I think, 12 years last year. So they went 82-80. They hadn't been to playoffs since 2011 when they had that great run with all those studs. And they, I don't know if you watched any of the game last night. They were on ESPN, got beat 1-0, and Kyle Schwarber went absolutely crazy at the end when he got a called third strike to finish the game, and just went berserk. I mean, you have fans, if you haven't, folks, listeners, if you haven't seen that, look it up on YouTube. But it's pretty embarrassing for him in the Phillies. So they're struggling a little bit. They've lost 5 of their last 7. But you're right, that's a very, very talented offensive lineup. Pitching probably is a little bit behind their offense, but it's a very dangerous team.
Yeah, well, what do you think in this one? Again, it's all about kind of early tests if you're watching this Rockies team. And again, so far, so good. They have yet to lose a series. So, I mean, 4-game series here. What are your expectations, Jerry? Is this one of those where you go, all right, find a way to split this series on the road? Because we know the road trips for the Rockies recently, for sure, have been tough for them.
Yeah, they have been. I think you come away with a split. And then you get that series win like they did in Detroit, you're probably feeling pretty good about it. Obviously, you want to get a little more selfish than that and try to get, you know, three games at least. But what I'm looking forward to is Kyle Freeland and Herman Marquez. Both have not pitched very consistently, especially Kyle Freeland. He was better last time out, and Marquez has had one good start, and that's it. So those two guys go tonight and tomorrow, Freeland, Marquez. I just look for them to pitch better. And if that's the case, then I think the Rockies have a great shot to at least split, maybe win this series.
All right, Jerry, my friend, we'll be looking forward to your call as always. Apologize for the roof noise. They're working on our roof here, Jerry.
And wow.
You know from experience, we needed it. So we're going to have a brand new roof. We don't need a fancy Rockies booth, Jerry. We're getting a new roof here, okay?
That did scare me for a second. I thought you guys were in trouble.
I'm getting texters.
Tornado come through.
Chiming in, and they're freaking out. So I'm like, I better make mention of something here so Jerry doesn't think I'm just out in a field somewhere doing this broadcast.
Hey, and speaking of that, I got to tell you this quick story, Brady. Yesterday during the game, 7th inning in Detroit, I hear this crash. I'm on the air. I'm talking in the 7th inning. I hear this crash, and then I hear this rumbling under my feet, like this vibration. I'm thinking, what in the heck? Did the bomb go off? And I'm looking at the crowd. Nobody's really looking around or anything. Turns out they were pushing an oven behind in the hallway behind us, where our booth is right by the kitchen and the media room. They were pushing on two-wheeler an oven, and it stole and crashed in the hallway.
Oh, my gosh. And you were still in the air while this is happening?
Yes, I was on the air for months. I was a little freaked. I was like, I wonder if a bomb is just going off.
Oh, wow. So, wow, that would be – well, and again, you being the broadcaster that you are, I'm sure that if you're listening, nobody even had a clue that anything was happening.
I hope I didn't startle anybody.
Jerry, you be careful, man. Look, watch your feet, look out below, and you be careful tonight, okay?
All right, Brady. Good to talk to you, my friend.
All right, man. That's Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Colorado Rockies. Yeah, he's not lying about that Schwarber eruption either. He went absolutely off. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but I get being frustrated with bad calls. I do, but my goodness, that was a little crazy. We'll get to that. 51 minutes after the hour, short break coming up. I'll wrap up hour number one. Is it panic time for the Colorado Avalanche? We'll get more into the Nuggets. Warriors, what are your expectations for Wednesday? And did yesterday's win do something for you as far as Michael Malone status, Will Barton status, Nikola Jokic MVP status? Did it move the needle up or down? Because some people were like, is Malone the guy for the future? Should we move on from Barton? Is Joker a real MVP? So let's talk about those things coming up. Also, draft day. Almost here. Thursday, big day coming up for the, well, maybe the Denver Broncos if they get aggressive and move back into the first round. For sure, paying attention to, you know, Wyoming, CSU, what happens in the first round of the draft for them. 51 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.